KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, breezy, and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly sunny today with a high of 74. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Well, after more than 5 months of detours and inconvenience to businesses and motorists in Atlantic and around the area, the Highway 6 or 7th Street reconstruction project is finally finished, and the road is once again open to traffic. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday afternoon at 7th and Olive Streets in Atlantic before traffic was allowed to make its way through the corridor that's been blocked off and torn up from the intersection of 7th and Olive eastward to just past Burger King since May the 26th. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones conducted the ceremonial ribbon cutting.
You ready? Going. Open.
Transportation District 4 Coordinator Scott Sewer, based in Atlantic, said it's been a long year and obviously the rain hasn't helped us out much. He said also there are some touch-up projects left to complete, such as pavement markings on the east end of 7th Street, and he says they have to work with the City of Atlantic to coordinate the traffic signals and get them timed out for smooth traffic flow. But in the end, Sewer said motorists and pedestrians alike will benefit from all the improvements that were long overdue.
Obviously, it's new pavement. It's going to be better than what we had. We've got new sidewalks. We've got new driveways. All the sidewalks are ADA compliant, so it allows pedestrians on foot and people in wheelchairs and walking with canes and whatnot to get through from one end of town to the other. What we've got underneath here is we've got, 10 inches of concrete, 12 inches of rock subbase. We've got subdrain underneath the subbase to get the water out from underneath the slab so we don't have some of the problems we've had. We've got new intakes. There's new signal detections down on Plum that is video detection, so it's not timed, so people don't have to wait. You can see the one here at Olive Street as well. New sod, green space to help beautify the corridor.
And officials had hoped the project, which was paid for through state and federal funding, would be completed before school started in late August, but heavy periods of rain and other unanticipated issues kept pushing the completion date further and further behind. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack earlier this week announced loans and grants for 141 projects to build and improve water and wastewater infrastructure in rural communities across the nation. Eight of the projects, totaling more than $4.7 million in USDA funding, are serving rural Iowans. Among the recipients is the Southwest Regional Water District, which receives a $147,000 Emergency Community Water Assistance Grant. USDA officials say the grant will fund installation of 650 feet of water pipe across the Nottoway River near Clarinda. Funding of each award announced on Monday is contingent upon the recipients meeting the terms of the grant and loan agreements. The White Rock Conservancy near Coon Rapids is making plans for 1,200 acres of land left to the organization by the Garst family. Mary Garst, the wife of hybrid scene corn pioneer Roswell Garst, left the land of the Conservancy following her death in 2014. White Rock Executive Director Conrad Kramer says there are four sections of land involved.
Two of them are adjacent to each other, and one parcel is actually just adjacent to the existing White Rock landscape, and another one is remote. So only one of the four parcels is actually connected to our existing landscape here.
Kramer says the lands have a variety of uses.
Between wetlands and natural lands like prairie and forest and productive land, including hayland and CRP.
The White Rock Conservancy is taking control of the land with an estimated value of $7 million.
We certainly will continue to manage it for production, but we would also like to make plans for restoration, prairie restoration and savanna restoration on these parcels that are really prime candidates for some of that work, and also for opening them to the public because all of them are quite special, and White Rock is already the third largest recreation area in the state, and so we put a high priority in opening our lands for public recreation. And
Kramer says the donation adds a lot of the duties to the Conservancy.
In fact, we're going to have to add to our staff hire another full-time person just to help to maintain these properties and improve them. And if we can get some public support opening them to the public, which takes takes ongoing effort and maintenance and supervision.
He says the nonprofit Conservancy depends on public support to run, and they hope Iowans will help out.
That can be in terms of fees paid like camping fees and baking fees or those kinds of fees. But we also we need the Iowans to sit up and realize that this is a great asset for the state, but we don't get any state tax dollars. from Leica State Park. And if they want access to these great lands for the future, then we need them to become donors.
He says they plan to have a formal public dedication for the new land sometime this coming spring. If you'd like to find out more about the White Rock Conservancy, go to their website at whiterockconservancy.org. Well, police in Creston arrested a Davis City man Tuesday afternoon on a warrant out of Decatur County for sex offender registry violation, second or subsequent offense. 27-year-old Joshua Thomas was brought to the Union County Jail and then released to the custody of Decatur County deputies. And early this morning, 36-year-old Leela Churchwell of Creston was arrested at her home on disorderly conduct and public intoxication charges. Churchwell was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Authorities in Pottawatomie County Tuesday released additional details about three separate motorcycle accidents that took place Sunday, one of which resulted in a fatality. Lieutenant Rob Ambrose with the Pott County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News 67-year-old Daniel Barnes of Carter Lake died in a crash that took place at around 2:50 p.m. Sunday, about 3 miles north of Council Bluffs on L-34, north and west of Railroad Highway. Ambrose said Barnes was driving a 2007 Yamaha, pulling a trailer when he lost control of the cycle and went into a ditch. Barnes, who was wearing a helmet, later died from his injuries at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A witness told deputies a group of motorcyclists was passing another vehicle, and Barnes lost control when he came up on the group as they slowed up. He hit the brakes, causing the trailer to go sideways, resulting in the crash. Another accident happened Sunday at around 2:26 p.m. near Walnut at about 510th Street in Sumac. Lieutenant Ambrose said 40-year-old Gary Stevens of Red Oak was driving a 1999 Harley-Davidson eastbound on Sumac when the cycle went out of control on an S-curve in the road. Stevens locked up the brakes and skidded about 200 feet. He and his passenger, 42-year-old Tiffany Palmer, also of Red Oak, were transported to the Cass County Hospital before being flown to the UNMC in Omaha. The pair was not wearing their helmets. Their injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. Ambrose said that Stevens was cited for failure to maintain control. And at around 4 p.m. Sunday, an accident took place in the 23,000 block of 205th Street near Crescent when 66-year-old Rodney Vanskoy of Omaha lost control of his 1999 Harley as he was driving and traveling north on 205th Street and attempting to make a left turn. The cycle went into a ditch. Speed appears to be a factor in the crash, according to Ambrose. Vanskoy was also cited for a failure to maintain control. A deer running out of the median is to blame for a Pottawatomie County man losing control and crashing his motorcycle Sunday night in Mills County. The sheriff's office said yesterday David Wall of Council Bluffs was driving a 2009 Harley-Davidson westbound on Highway 34 at around 7:50 p.m. when a deer appeared on the road. Wall was unable to avoid the animal and struck the deer head-on. Wall then fell off his cycle and slid on the roadway. He was transported to the UNMC by LifeNet helicopter. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Council Bluffs woman was arrested Monday afternoon on a public intoxication and child endangerment charge. 44-year-old Lori Michelle Gustin was taken into custody on Main Street in Malvern at around 4:40 p.m. She was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,300 bond. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.